evening, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
They just said Blog Talk Radio. That always gets me. I don't know if I should start before or after. Maybe after. So I'll start again. Good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan, host of Ryan Rocks It Asbury Park Style. I'm real happy to be with you, as always. This is the show that I do from the comfort of my own living room. And if you hear purring going on, it's because I have one of my cats, Lorraine, is sitting on my lap, and I'm going to let her tonight, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. But anyway, this special solo show is about my childhood memories of my brothers and sisters. I will be revealing some interesting and fun things about each one of them, and I have seven, yes, seven siblings. I come from a large Irish Catholic family. So, stay tuned and join me as I remember some of my fondest memories of my uniquely different siblings. I hope that my special and personal memories will inspire and evoke in you similar memories. Most important, laughter and joy. After all, that is what my show is all about. So here we go. And this is the first time, actually. I mean, I did four episodes on Sandy, and I must say, Hurricane Sandy, that was extremely sad. And it was a very spiritual, motivational, and uplifting series that I did, and I'm very happy that I was able to do that. I said in the beginning of the show that that my little girl is going to be on my lap, and she was purring away a little bit. She's quieted down now that I'm speaking. But unexpectedly on Monday, and if you go to my Facebook page to listen to my Blog Talk Radio, or even if you go and listen to my Hamilton.radio, actually it's HamiltonRadio.net, I do a show with them twice a month, and I have a guest, and I interview the guests about their childhood memories, and I enjoy that immensely because I find out all about things about, and most of them are my friends so far. I find out things that I never knew about them, and it's a lot of fun. But I wanted to share with you a sad thing that on Monday morning, unexpectedly, about 1 o'clock, I noticed my girl Mandy was having a lot of trouble breathing, and I turned her over, and I noticed that she was breathing from her mouth and her tongue. Actually, I could look at her mouth and saw her tongue was blue, purpley, and I just threw her in her cage and took her right to the vet. And unfortunately, my beautiful and wonderful feral cat, who I rescued at, she was only a baby, 3 or 4 months old. I rescued three cats from a farm in California. It was an avocado farm, and they were absolutely going to be starved to death or be coyote meat. Well, she was 12 and a half years old, and I took her to the hospital, and unfortunately she was in arrest, I guess. She was just not going to make it, and she did not make it, and I put her to sleep as soon as possible because I didn't want her to suffer at all. It's the first time I ever had to do that, and it was very difficult. And, well, Mandy has a sibling, and she's on my lap right now, and her name is Lorraine. And so I am giving her as much love and comfort. I'm trying to read all about, you know, what to do, because I've never experienced this type of a loss before. Well, I did have a guinea pig that she actually lived to her life expectancy of 8 years old. And I took her to the vet. Something was wrong. She was sick. And they told me she wasn't going to make it either and that I could take her home because her breathing was not compromised, but she was not going to stay alive. At that time, it was not compromised. So she just kind of, you know, fell asleep and didn't wake up, and that was that. It was peaceful for her. Well, anyway, we are going to make it through this, and I'm kind of hesitating a little bit because it is. It's a very sad thing, and now I have to change my mode of thought and get on to speak about my brothers and sisters. So, this is how it goes. I have an older brother, and I'll give our Christian names or our Catholic names. William Joseph was the first child. My parents actually met when they were very young, 16, and they were married. My mother was 18 years old when she got married. And in those days, that was not unusual. And we called him Willie. Most of us called him Willie most of his life. And then as he got a little bit older, people started calling him Billy. My father's name was William Joseph as well. So my brother, William Joseph, was the third. And I remember him being pretty quiet. I don't remember. I mean, I remember him smiling about different things. And I just don't remember him being very, unlike me, who was pretty, I think I was a noisy kid. I was like to talk a lot, and I was always moving around and doing things. My brother Billy was seemed to be pretty reserved and quiet. As we grew up, he liked to tease me because I will give you the, I was the second child. I'll skip around and go back and forth about what we did in life because it's hard to, give one child's, growing up all of their experiences in one shot. So I'll be moving around a lot, and that's just the way it will have to be when you're from such a huge family. I was baptized Elizabeth Nancy, but when my mother got me home, she decided she liked the name Nancy better, so they were calling me Nancy until I got to kindergarten and first grade. And in first grade, I guess maybe in kindergarten they did call me Nancy, but in first grade, the nun called me Elizabeth, and I didn't turn around because I had been called Nancy, my life thus far. And so finally, my mother went and talked to them and said, look, you have to call her Nancy or she's not going to respond. So I've been Nancy now my whole life, and I love the name Elizabeth. It was my grandmother's name, Elizabeth. So that's really nice. And I have a granddaughter whose name is Elizabeth, and we call her Lizzie. But back to my experiences involve my brothers and sisters mainly, and then my friends that I went to school with. So I'm going to move on to my next sibling. And like I said, my brother Billy was the reserved and quiet type. I was I'll tell you one thing about me that I remember, and I remember it from looking at photographs. I was sitting at it was probably my birthday, and I was sitting on the couch, and my grandmother, she had given me one of those horrible perms. My grandmother, bless her soul, I loved her dearly, Nana, but she would give me in the summertime, every summer, like a my hair was like pretty, it was wavy, but she would give me this really tight, like old lady's permanent, and I couldn't stand the smell of the stuff. But it was easier to handle in the summer, I guess my mother thought, and she must have liked it, but I didn't. But anyway, I saw a picture of me, and I was sitting in the middle of the sofa by myself with a nightie on and my hair all curly, kind of short and curly. And I had all these dolls around me, like laying around me. They were the same size doll. They were not Barbie dolls, though. I don't know what kind of dolls. They were actually like dolls from different countries. And they had the different costume on from different countries. And they were really beautiful. And I had them all around me. I must have had at least 12 of them. So I was definitely into dolls when I was younger. One of my girlfriends had Barbie dolls, and I remember playing with them a bit. But my doll playing didn't last very long because I had so much energy, and I wanted to be outdoors, and I wanted to be like when we got bikes, we got English racers one year for Christmas, and that was the end of my being home. And by then, I had since stopped playing with dolls anyway, and I was just more or less cutting up with my brothers. I'll go down now to my, I was surrounded by boys most of my youth growing up because the girls came later. So it was Willie, and then me, and then my brother Robert Vincent, and we called him Bobby. And Bobby, I'm sad to say, passed away in a fire 2.5 years ago. And he was like my Irish twin. He was 18 years younger than I. And he was more like me. And he was even a little, he was the sweetest. And he was so cute. And all of the, I think all of us had the Irish Catholic, the fair skin. Well, my brother Bobby had, my mother had brunette hair. She was half German, and my dad was half German too, so we are actually Irish-German all the way down the line from our grandparents on. But my brother Bobby had a little bit of devil in him. He could be very quiet, but he was always, that brain of his was always going, and he could be a little bit devilish, and he liked to joke around a lot, and he was also very, oh my gosh, he'd be on that bike and he'd be gone. And he was always up to something and you really didn't know what it was unless you were with him. He definitely was totally opposite, I think, from my brother Billy in personality. So I'm going to move on. I have another brother who I didn't even meet until about 3 years ago. And I met him 3 years ago under really wonderful circumstances because, number one, all of my brothers and sisters, we did not know that we had another brother. And I do get very sentimental about it. And his name actually is Robert as well. And he was called Bob. And he was an only child, and he had been adopted out to a family, and he now lives in Florida. And we love him as if he grew up with us, and I know I can say that for sure. And so I don't know a lot about his childhood other than what he told me himself. But I'll get back to him because he, as well, from my parents, from my mother especially, got a big interest in music. And lots of my siblings are musicians. So then we go on to my brother James Patrick. We called him Toehead, actually, because I was also a platinum blonde most of my life. And then when I turned 18, it started getting darker, so at an early age of like from 20 on, well, don't tell anyone, but I'm so fair and my hair is so light that I stick a little bit of dabble-do-ya on my hair, and I'm a redhead. I'm a definite redhead personality as well for the past, for my whole life since I was 20 years old. So my brother James, he was also not a very loud child. He was very sweet. He was shy. I remember in pictures he'd kind of get beside me or half behind someone. Oh, back to Bobby for a minute. He was always making funny faces. Like when he got older, he was making funny faces for photographs. And he was a little bit shy when he was young as well. I remember when I look back at all the photographs. But Jay was pretty shy and quiet, and I remember, so you're looking at like, you know, one, two, three, you know, four, I'm surrounded by boys at this point, and my brother Jay, I'm just 6 years older than my brother Jay, and so when I was 6 years old, I remember taking care of my brother Jay pretty much. You know, it kind of started then when I started learning how to kind of be with him a little bit, you know, do the baby thing. I even learned how to change his diaper. And so by the time my sister came along, I was kind of, you know, I was getting older and older before my sisters were born. And my next sister is Margaret Susan, and we called her Peggy Sue. And so Peggy Sue was the sweetest little girl. And she, I mean, really looked like a little doll. I mean, she was very teeny and very, very, just so small, petite, beautiful face. Not a baby face. Actually, her son, too. Michael never had a baby face. He was just he seemed like a genius at 6 months old. I remember seeing him, and I said, "My goodness, he looks like a little man, you know." And he's a handsome fellow today, and very bright, and you know, he's a great guy. But getting back to Margaret Susan, who is called Peggy or Peg. I still call her Peggy Sue, and actually she still, when she calls me, sometimes says, "This is Peggy Sue." And I can remember when we were older and I was singing at a club in Deal. I was singing at the Deal Pub on Norwood Avenue. And when she would come in, the minute she would come in, I would start singing Peggy Sue. You know, I think Ricky Nelson sang that song. Well, more than not just Ricky Nelson, but I think Billie Holiday might have. I'm not Billie Holiday. I'm thinking of someone else. Well, anyway, I'm going to just move on if I made an error in the musicians. But I would sing that, and then she would get all, like, embarrassed. "Do you have to sing that song when I come in?" But I really love the song, and I love all of my brothers and sisters equally. Okay, so Peggy was also, you know, she was like I just remember them as being quiet, and I think the reason was because there were so many of us. And I don't know, I can't really get into the psychology of it, but I know that I wasn't as quiet as my other brothers and sisters. That I know for a fact. Then came along my sister Joanne Nicole, and we called her Jo, and we still do call her Jo. Joanne called her Joanne for a while, but mostly she's known as Jo. And Jo was, she was just a beautiful child as well. And I remember my dad was building boats while all of us were being born. Actually, up until after Joanne, my dad built boats. Well, there I go with my name. Well, you know who I am anyway. It's Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style. But we had a picture of my sister, and my dad brought home a picture of a seal that they had down at the boat show. And that's what he called my sister. He said my sister was like, a seal, because she had the biggest round eyes that you could imagine. I don't know. She just had these big eyes. And I think she grew into her eyes because they're normal size now, but like the rest of us. But she just looked like she was all eyes. And she was just a beautiful baby. And Joanne was, she was a little bit like me, I think. She was, when she was up and running, she was, talking and running around and more of a, I'll say, rambunctious type of child, like I was. So, in fact, I was just thinking they should have called me in grammar school the disturber. That's a good one. I just thought of that. I'm going to write it down. The disturber. Because I loved to talk like I do now, and that's why I have a radio. I might be on the disturber. Funny that I would think of myself as being that way, but I have a story and I'll tell you why I came up with that. But so Joanne, then at that time, my father hooked up and he went to work in construction. He stopped, he didn't really stop in boats because he built himself two huge lobster fishing boats. My dad was like, absolutely, he loved to be fun. He sent him at exactly 4:30 so he would come home. Eat.
said they were reconnecting me, so I hope that I'm on the show. This is Nancy, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. I have no idea what that noise was, but I am going to assume that I have 5 minutes left of my show and that I am on my show. I apologize for that. It sounded like the noise that you hear when you leave your phone off of the hook for a long time, and it gives you that prompt that lets you know that your phone is off the hook. So that was definitely a technical difficulty on not my end, but on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I'll blame them. Or even someone maybe working on the telephone wires. But I'm going to get back to my show again about Regina Marie. And she was also a beautiful child, and I didn't really know her that well at all because I was leaving. I left, graduated high school, and left, moved up to New York City when she was 5 months old. So my sister and I really connected later on in life and got to know each other, which is really a blessing. I thought I'd just say some funny things about when my brother was started playing the guitar very young, and I used to listen to him play guitar, and he ended up teaching me my first few chords on the guitar. I was a real, out all the time, down the beach, loved my bike. When I got friends outside my family, I was at work. I was out of the house, in the summer especially, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 in the afternoon. My brother was about the same. He was out and about. He was kind of mischievous. I remember one story about him where he built this float out of he got some telephone poles and wood, and he put anyway, we took this darn thing into the middle of Deal Lake, and all of a sudden we're on this thing, maybe three or four of us, and we hear the police on a megaphone saying, "Okay, Bobby Ryan, we know it's you out there. Come on in. We know it's you. Get that thing off the lake." And, oh, gosh, I was also with some other friends, and we were in a boat. And Brooks was his name, and he's going back and forth on this canoe, and he's going, "I won't go down, the captain won't go down with the ship," and sure enough, he just dumps us, and the boat turned over, we could have killed ourselves. That's what I was always doing, out and doing crazy things, and I was in trouble that day. I had to go home, lost one of my shoes, I lost my glasses, I had just gotten new eyeglasses, that was terrible. And so Bobby was he liked to build things and was always doing something like that. And, of course, we were around my dad, and he was always, building boats. So that's where it all came from. Jay, I remember Jay was really close to my mom and dad. And actually, he had a little colic when he was a baby, so they put him in their bed with him. And until 2, and then they gave them to me. So I was in charge of JJ, and I had to go tell him stories, put him to sleep. He'd be embarrassed if he was listening to this right now, but I would tell him stories. I would even send him some songs, and I would stand up. And, oh, gosh, I'm going to be off the air. I'm in the gathering room. He'd go, "I'm not asleep yet. My younger sisters, I'm going to have to do another segment or bring them up again." I know I talked about them when I talked about my cousins, because you kind of integrated that. We were very close with some of my first cousins. And Penny Sue became, played piano. My brother Billy's a musician. I'm a musician. My brother Bobby was a musician. My brother Robert, Bob in Florida, is a musician. Jay is not. Margaret Susan plays the piano. Joanne loves to sing. Regina loves, she does not sing that well. I'm sorry, Jo, but Gina is a great singer as well, but doesn't do it. And they're going to cut me off, and that's my show. So what can I say? I can say peace out. And I'm so happy that you joined me on my show. I really enjoy broadcasting. I would have more time if I didn't have to tell you my sad story about losing my beloved Mandy. And rest in peace, Mandy. We'll all be together someday again. So with that, I say to all, have a wonderful evening. Be good to each other and appreciate each day. Over and out. This is Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Styles.